Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 5, Lady and the Tink. Part 1 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
I really don't see the point in writing any of this down. Michael, if you're reading this, I just want you to know that I think it's pointless. But what do I know? And if I turn into one of them because you sent me out here, then your ass is lunch. We left the tower this morning. We headed north for the first time since everything happened. The road is flooded with cars and bodies. Bert found lots of shell casing and remains of what he says was one hell of a firefight. Lizzie thought there might be other survivors out there, like us, trying to make it out here. Less than an hour later, we found what was left of them.
Shit, this truck's empty.
Check the back car.
No one in that one.
Ah, damn it. I thought we found other survivors.
I think you're right. I think it is them, or was. The convoy was just heavily armed and they were overrun.
Then where are all the bodies?
I don't know. There are a few pieces here and there.
These definitely were normals. Kinda sad. Well, might as well gather up what they had left.
Well, this sucks.
It was a group of three or four cars, modified for scavenging supplies, much like we were doing. If a group of their size was this big, and they didn't make it, I was beginning to wonder about us.
Gather up all the ammo and guns you can find. Leave the big stuff. That little peon we're driving, it won't have much room.
How many people do you think this was?
Maybe 10 or so. Hard to tell from what's left.
Did they drag off the bodies or what?
Well, there'd be a trail. But it's raining, so who knows where they went.
You would think a group this well armed would have been able to get out of this. They armored their cars up better than ours.
Again, you're not making me feel any better.
All right, that's it. Come on, let's get out of the rain.
They may have just been a bunch of civilians with no training. Still, something doesn't feel right.
Why would they come down this road? It's blocked by this car. It's a dead end.
They'd be in a world of hurt. There's no way out.
Maybe it wasn't when they drove down it.
What?
Maybe this car wasn't here before.
You saying they were ambushed? These things can't do that.
Come on, Blondie. Let the big boys figure this one out, all right?
Okay, those of you with a doctorate, please raise your hand. Listen, boys, you keep saying that they can't do these things, but what if they can? Maybe not all of them, but maybe some. Bert, you said that some were smart. What if there are some that were smart enough to make a trap?
Yeah.
Then we'd be in some serious shit if that was true.
Alrighty, miss. I'm with you. So how and why do you suppose they sprung this little ambush?
Well, we know why. Because they're hungry.
Would you grow up a little already, please? The only way they could have moved the car is if they drove it.
Sure.
When they got close, one of them moved it into position.
Maybe you've got book smarts, Doc. But I think you're giving those things a little too much credit.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Oh, really?
I will bet you that is what happened.
A bet, huh? Well, I'm all ears, darling. What should we wager? I mean, what do you want to lose? Because I'd like to see you prove this one.
I've got a few ideas to prove I'm right, so what do you want to bet?
Is this really necessary?
Hold on, Gramps. I don't think you know what this could mean for me. How about we write it down, and whoever wins, we do whatever it says on the paper.
So, you don't know what I'm betting either?
Nope.
Okay, I'm game.
Keep it interesting, right?
God, you got a statement tower.
I'll hold on to mine.
As will I.
All right, out with it, Missy. How do you know they moved that car?
Come on, I'll show you.
This had better be good.
Oh. If only you knew what I bet.
Here, take a look. Bullet holes in the windshield aimed at the driver.
Man, that don't mean anything. Is that all you got? Something could have been hiding behind the car.
Maybe, maybe not. Does look like it from the holes. They also shot out the tires. So far, I'd say Lizzie might be right. What else you got?
Oh, come on, Gunny. You can't be serious.
All right, look. The keys are still inside and in the ignition.
Most of the cars out here are like that. That don't mean anything.
Okay, well, how about this? Those things, they have a pretty distinct smell, right?
Yeah. Shit. They smell like shit.
Okay, if I open this door and it smells like they do, we can pretty much know that one was in here. And it's the only reason it would smell like them.
Then she would win the bet. That fair, Saul?
All right. I can go for that.
Yep. That was one smelly bastard in here.
Yes! Oh, yes, in your face, and a pimp goes down.
Yeah, whatever. I see how it is.
You want to read my bet now, or should I read what you don't get?
I hate to rain on your fun and all, but do you realize what this shit means?
Yeah, it means I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Some of these things are intelligent enough to trick us. I'm a good shot when they're just running blindly at you, but this... I just don't know about this.
You better believe I'm writing this down.
Go ahead. Not gonna change anything.
Do you need to do it now?
Look, this would just take a sec. I'm drawing a picture. Michael will dig this shit.
Pretty risky making a bet with a horn dog there. I can only imagine what kind of shit he wrote down on that piece of paper.
All right. Well, I can fill in the details later. I just wanted to sketch the layout for Michael.
Bert?
Yeah?
How good of a shot are you?
Really good. You know that.
Just a wee bit better.
Shut up, Saul. Bert, don't turn around, but we're being watched.
What?
I said don't move.
Where is he? Or it? It's one of them?
Yeah, he's one of them. Something's different about that one. He's behind you on the rooftop of the diner. You remember where that's at?
Behind me to my left. How far off?
Same distance between you and that fire hydrant to my right.
Okay, so about 100 meters.
You can hit him? You sure?
I'm gonna try. It's a pretty long way to hit with Shirley here.
Once you fire, then I will.
Hopefully you won't have to. After we shoot, run to the car. Or hear us nearby.
No shit.
On three. One. Two. Three!
He moved. Shit!
Get back to the car! Hurry!
Wanna bet that was a smart one?
Shut your mouth. Move!
We got a couple runners.
Hold on. I got them. Keep driving!
Faster, Saul!
I'm flooring it! Hold on! Turn coming!
We got a few on our tail still! Hold the car still!
I'm sorry, you want me to slow it down, Gramps? I thought you wanted me to get us the fuck out of here! I can only go so fast with this maze of shit!
We're catching up!
We're going 50!
These ones are fast! Give me your rifle!
You want me to try?
I'd rather save the rounds. I'd rather you not waste it. I stand corrected, miss. They're stopping. Something's calling them back.
Those were so fast. How can they do that?
You're the doc. Why don't you know?
I don't have all the answers.
For a sec there, Blondie, I was thinking you were a real smart one.
Ha! My vet said that you can't call me that anymore.
Oh, is that all? Then I'll just come up with another nickname.
Why don't we just see what your vet said?
Hey, give me that!
Let's share with Bert what you have written on your little piece of paper here.
I'm sure I don't want to know.
Hey, that wasn't part of the rules. Give me that back.
Why not? I think I'm entitled to know what kind of sick thing you wanted done to you.
What? Is it horrible? Can't be that bad. He's not that creative.
Happy now?
Well, maybe we can still do this.
You two are sick.
No, not that. Take a look.
Sure, just make it worse.
You want a what? I can't read your writing.
My house isn't far from here. I bet that we would go back there and pick up my girl.
I thought you were...
Look, I gotta keep up my reputation, don't I?
Thanks for involving me in your bet without asking. Your bet was with her, not me. Just gonna drag me along? How far is it from here?
Couple miles. Towards the suburbs.
Well, I see no problem in making a little detour.
Now, there's not much point, is there? I highly doubt she's alive.
See, this is why I didn't want you to read that shit. I know my girl's alright. She's gotta be.
Chances are, she's not. Maybe the hope of her making it out and surviving is better than you knowing she didn't. Believe me.
I figured you would all say that. That's why I made it a bet. You're all just like Michael.
You have anything else at the house we may need?
Like what?
Well, if someone asks why we went there, I want to give them a good excuse.
Aw, Bert.
I really don't have a lot there. I got some nice Middleton whiskey. You much of a drinker?
Not since the wife died. But it's good enough for me.
But you still can't call me Blondie.
That's cool. I'll just come up with something better. I didn't feel bad making a little detour off our mission. It was going to take a while for them to get that generator up and running anyway. I had wondered what had happened to my girl for a long time. And soon I would find out.
Which one is it?
Up here on the right.
That little thing?
Hey, it's not that bad. I'm a single guy in LA. What do you expect?
This is the Ritz compared to where I live.
The Ritz?
Before your time. Just go with it. In and out, got it? Don't be grabbing a bunch of shit you don't need.
So we can't go back to my apartment for some of my things too?
That'd be pushing it, Blondie.
Hey!
You said he couldn't say it. Didn't say anything about me. What does she look like, in case she's turned, that is?
She's kind of short, but she's quick.
It's not gonna really matter. I'm pretty good at this distance.
Smells like shit.
We may be too late.
No, it's literally shit. That's not a bad sign.
Wait, what?
Lady. Here, girl.
Lady? Your dog?
Oh, I knew you'd be okay. Did you miss me? That's my girl. Did you get my message on the answer machine? I'm so sorry I took so long.
We came all this way for your dog.
She's a puggle, and she's my world, man. Don't you be talking smack on her.
It's a dog.
You're as bad as Pegs with the cat.
Hey, this is totally different. When I got back from overseas, I rescued her. She's been like my best friend for years. That and cats suck. Here, hold her.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, okay.
Where's your liquor cabinet?
Don't be jumping on the wagon, or is it off?
I just want to get it and get out of here.
She's filthy. How is she okay here after all this time?
I have a water and food dispenser. As long as nothing got in, I knew she'd be okay. I tried convincing Michael or Angel to come back and get her. Yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
Here, I thought you were a huge asshole. Maybe you're just a little one.
Oh, nothing about me is little.
And there you go, ruining it.
Got it. Anything else you need?
There ain't nothing here that we can't get elsewhere.
Then I say we head out. We got a lot of ground to cover, and I don't want to get there at nightfall.
Lizzie, you mind grabbing that bag of food there? I'm going to get her leash.
Oh, and we're taking her with us?
She's well trained. She's not going to bark or nothing as long as I tell her.
If you say so.
I almost got her to follow sense, too. You want to see?
I believe you. Now let's get out of here. All these houses, I don't want anything to pop out.
I could care less what happens now. I felt kind of bad for everyone else who had someone they lost. Sure, I had no idea how my mom was doing, but I had a feeling she was all right. I was right so far. I mean, Lady was good. My mom's a tough bird. I'm sure she's all right.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, and Nico Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.